Olga, what's happening? It's the Magman, it's Cosman, speaking from the future about the past and the present. Cough it up, chalk it up. How you feel? A conversation's just a conversation. And let the feels begin. Structured or not, we all enjoy. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Malcolm Menace on Instagram at MalcolmMenace.com. That's MalcolmMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up? Back again, goddammit, with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. And today I have a long lost friend. I haven't seen him in so goddamn long. And it's good that he was right down the street and we got to have this time together before he left to go back home to New Orleans. Mr. Ron Kaya.
Hello, how are you doing, Kyle? What's up, world? What's going on?
I don't remember.
I'm not used to being introduced anymore. I can't. Oh, no? Can I talk about COVID on here?
Cause yeah, what? We talk about whatever. It don't even matter to me.
On my podcast, I'm not allowed to talk about COVID anymore.
Yeah. When it comes to being extra sensitive, when it comes to the C word, not talk about cunt. We talk about COVID. Yeah, everybody.
I can say cunt on here too.
Oh, you definitely say cunt. You can say cunt, cunt sickle, cunosaurus rex. It doesn't matter.
Cunt lips, cunty cunt.
Yeah, see, it flows. It flows when you have no stipulations.
Yes.
Fucking last, I think Adam, my homie Adam, was telling me that. Yeah, there's certain things when it comes to YouTube that whenever you say COVID or something like that, it flags it or it tries to like fucking monetize it to where not many people see it. I don't know. I try to stay away from the internet now. They have the social on Netflix that social whatever the fuck it is.
I know what you're talking about. I want to see that. Like, I just saw it on my you know how on Netflix they got all those previews and shit?
Yeah.
I just saw it on my previews. I saw it. It basically the end of the world is coming. I got it.
Basically. 2020 is the preamble. To the end of the world. It's just like this internet, because basically the internet did what they wanted it to do, but then the wheels kept going. Whoa. And it was like, oh, I didn't expect the fire to be at the end of this. Like, this is, we need to put the fire out somehow, and the fire is just a blaze.
All of this is in the Bible, man. They got like the Book of Ancient Bitches. It's in the Bible, man. And when I say bitches, I mean everyone, too. I don't mean women. This is everyone.
Yeah.
Call everyone bitch. Equal opportunity bitch call.
Ancient bitches. I was like, wait, what book is that? New Testament. It's got to be New Testament.
New Testament, right after Matthew, in between Matthew and David.
We got ancient bitches.
Ancient bitch. Book of ancient bitch. Dude, the world is... I mean, you've been around this world, man. Yeah. I feel like the world is 85% ancient people.
Yeah, you get a lot of that. You get a lot, and there's a few good apples out there. Only a few.
Right.
Not everybody's a good apple, because there's certain things that people do that I'm like, well, why would you do that? Why is that the way that you think? Like, don't you think that somebody's going to get upset? Or don't you think that people's feelings are going to get hurt? But sometimes people, they just don't give a fuck.
That's why we were talking yesterday, Thursday. Hmm. When was it? We were talking, and that's why you said you were a Pisces, so I know most Pisces.
Was it yesterday? Today's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. That was Monday. Was we were Monday. Talking on Monday.
Monday. Shit.
I'm a plug. I got a plug.
Please, I was going to ask
My podcast with my co-host Jessica Bailey is I Think We're Doing a Podcast that's... at I Think We're Doing It on Instagram and Facebook. My name is Ron or Ronald Kayet on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
At Ron Kayet on Twitter.
And I think we're doing a podcast.
I
think we're doing it. Podcast. That's what
on Spotify.
Yeah.
iHeart. Ray Ray's internet. I don't know. I know we're on Podbean. I know.
Yeah, I use Podbean. That's the way I go, and then I just branch out from there because you can go into so many other ones at ease. I'm like, I just got to do this to make it published out to here. That's good. Now I can be on. I feel accomplished when I'm like, oh, bitch, I'm on Spotify. Nigga, everybody on Spotify. Yes. It's like, all right, that's exciting.
Yeah, I felt accomplished when we got on iHeart. Because I don't think everybody can get on iHeart, but I might be
wrong. I have no idea. I've seen that they have more places that I can go to besides where I'm at. Because this is as far as I go, just because it's just me by myself. I try to put all this shit together by myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I probably should ask for help. I don't, it's just so weird. I'm one of those people that I just expect people to help me. That's kind of how I'm feeling at the moment. I just expect people to help me. And the world don't work like that. We were just talking about the 85% that are ancient bitches. Yes. So, the world don't work like that at all.
Hey, man. I don't know. I just saw that No Jumper podcast where old girl was talking about Odell Beckham liking... What'd he say? What'd she say? Odell Beckham, he liked her to shit on him. And I felt
he liked her to... Oh, he's in the scat play?
That's what she said.
Odell in the scat play?
Yeah, and I was like, how you gonna put that shit on a podcast, bro?
Oh, shit.
That shit was crazy.
That's the place for it to be, on the podcast. You gotta stick it in somewhere. Somebody's gonna hear it eventually. That's how everybody's getting canceled nowadays. Jesus, you're putting some shit on some secret shit that you don't think was gonna come out, and then eventually it comes out, and it's like, ah, fuck.
That's why you just gotta be accepting of everything you do coming out.
Yeah.
And just be like, fuck it. Yeah, that's me.
That's why I was like yesterday, I just want to be known as a good person. Everybody you know, I'll be that guy that people to come to and shit like that.
That's what we were talking about, that's what I was actually saying. Like, I feel like people aren't, in these days and times, I think the word is empathy. Mm. If it's not affecting them, I feel like they don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's it. Because I went through this with my ex. I went to go see my ex over the weekend, This shit really it drove me to my core because it pissed me the fuck off. And I'm like, you being selfish. You're not thinking about anybody else. You just think about yourself. Mm-hmm. And we already had a plan. I'm like, hey, we're gonna do this podcast. Let's get this podcast going. You know, we still friends and shit. Everything's cool.
Right.
You know, but she's also what she does. She's a strong entrepreneur. She's very headstrong when it comes to work and hustle. That hustle mentality and. You know, getting where she needs to go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, cool, that's the meaning of this podcast, man. A guideline of chasing the dream. She's always been a dream chaser. So I'm like, hey, let's get this podcast going. She's like, all right. I went down to New Orleans last weekend for Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Was that last weekend or week before that? Don't matter. You know, I went down to New Orleans. I'm like, yo, this is the day we're going to be able to meet up, such and such. You know, pick a day. I think it was Sunday. Sunday. Sunday was the day we was going to meet up. And I was like, you know, she was like, hey, maybe we could take some pictures because, you know, I got a new camera. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. You know, when you expect pictures to be done, you usually would think during the daytime or something like that. We ain't trying to do no nightcrawler photo shoots at night or nothing like that. I'm like, all right, cool. And she's like, all right, I'm going to call you at a certain time. I'm going to call you when I'm leaving. I'm like, all right. I was by Kamari, and then we had a little get together, a little shindig. Dave put some... He made some amazing food. I forget what it was called, but it was some Mexican shit that he had to churn inside of a like a little cup and everything.
Oh, yeah.
He put some stuff on top, and I was like, I ain't never had that before. He was like, try it, you're going to love it.
Sinatra.
And I did, and I loved it. But I was hip to game. I was like, I like this. But the whole time, I'm like, hey, when we go to this podcast, X hits me up. She's like, hey, I'm on my way down there now. I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, but when I come down there, I'm going to go Uber first. I'm like, all right, whatever. Do your Uber. We still got time. We still got daylight. You know, do your Uber if that's what you need to do.
Got to be flexible.
Now, I don't understand why you got to come from, you know, from there to here, then go to Uber. Like, it's Sunday. Like, what you doing? Right. We already had planned this. This was planned. But okay, whatever. do your thing. Hit me up when you done. Man, I get it to point to where it's like 9, 10 o'clock at night. You see your face. Exactly, my nigga. Shit. Exactly. And I don't want to bother nobody or nothing like that. You know, I don't want to be like, hey, man, what we doing? Like, what's up? You know, hey, you said you was going to call me back. Cool. Are you an adult? Do some adult shit. All right.
Being an adult also includes being considerate of other people's shit.
Being motherfucking considerate, son. Inconsiderate ass. I went back by my mama. I was like, man, I guess the day is done. I don't know if she, you know, I'm not about to go ahead and press you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going home. I went home, about to lay down, relax. I got to go back home tomorrow, you know, the next day for Monday. I lay down, boom. She hit me up. Hey, what you doing? I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Well, I just finished Ubering and everything. You want to meet up and do the podcast? Wow. I'm not in the mood right now. Are you serious? Like, it's nighttime. Like, I'm almost in the bed because I got to drive 5 hours the next day. You know? And I'm like, what the? I ain't seen you in a minute. Sure, I'll come meet up with you. You know? But I don't think this podcast is going to work. Because, I mean, we at least need 45 to an hour right. or somewhere to sit down. She's like, all right, cool. So I go meet up with her. And she wants to go down fucking Canal Street or some stupid shit. And I'm like, all right, I'm not about to walk around with my computer and everything. You see how I came here.
Right.
Yeah. This is person in her podcast.
20s?
Yeah. Yes, she is. These inconsiderate young motherfuckers, son. I'm like, yo. What the fuck? So, yeah, I had everything with me, and I'm like, all right, so whenever we meet up, I guess we'll go to a certain place. She decided that she wanted to go get something to eat. All right, go get you something to eat. Regardless, at this point in time, I'm not podcast ready. I don't feel like I'm not in the mood to podcast.
Probably and tired as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, son. And she's like, well, and we finally had the discussion because we had a long, drawn-out argument, like we were still together. On the way home, because when I got there, I was like, I just gave it a dumb look the whole time. I didn't say nothing. I just gave it a dumb look. I'm like, you inconsiderate motherfucker. You just thinking about, you selfish. You just thinking about yourself. Mm. All right, you know what? That's what I got in my head. I don't understand. And she's like, what? What you thinking? I'm like, nothing. Go ahead and get your food. I'm not hungry. I'm good. My mama been cooking. Like, she cooked, and I also ate at the cookout that I told you that I was going to be at. You know, yes. Been here all Sunday, like, what the fuck?
And just to let you know, if you're an older person and you're not saying anything, that means you really pissed. Because as you get older, your filter goes the fuck away.
Yes! Yes, it does!
So, yeah,
thank you,
I get
Rhino. Yes, this whole time, I'm like, oh, I want to tell you so many mean things right now. But you know what? I'm going to just not say shit. Wait till you finish. And then we had a long, drawn-out fucking battle, back to the cars and all that. I'm like, man, what the fuck? What'd you expect it? Like, you think we about to do this podcast live? She's like, I thought we could do it in a restaurant. What the fuck is going to do a podcast in a restaurant? We need quiet. We can't have dinner. Well, what? We had ornery niggas around just fucking saying shit because they think they doing something. Like, oh, yeah, nigga, I got this motherfucker taking my pictures and shit. And
yeah, welcome. I'm like, yeah, man, welcome to the podcast. Who had eggs and grits?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, do you think that's a podcast environment? She's like, I like that. I like ASMR fucking cafe sounds. This ain't no ASMR.
Next, we're going to do the podcast at a bingo hall. B14!
So, how do you think about this new year? I-65? Ah, fuck. Yes. And I'm like, yo, are you not? Yeah. Do you not get it? Like, do you not understand? Are you not comprehending why this is not the mood to be in right now?
Yes.
We get back to the car and shit, and it's just like, she's like, I thought we could do it. I'm like, or we can do it here. Where would you need to be doing it at? Why didn't you give me these details? I was like, why didn't you just come on time? Why didn't you just be here earlier? We could have did it anywhere. We could do it outside. It don't matter. It's just as long as we're in someplace secluded to where it's quiet. Yes. You know, that's all. Not about to be in a fucking restaurant, though. And just a whole back and forth going on. And, you know, she got a new boyfriend. So, this nigga calling the whole time, wondering where she at. And he not calling. He FaceTiming because he Jamaican. Oh, what the fuck wrong with that? I'm like, the fuck wrong with this aggressive-ass nigga? Tell him to hold the fuck up. Like, and then you ignoring him and shit. The whole time, I got my little spooky hitting me up. And I'm like, all right, I got to go. I gotta get my dick wet before I leave. I would like to, at least. I would like to say my byes, you know? This whole time, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta go. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing it. And eventually, my spoogie, she was like, I'm asleep. I'm done. I can't do this, cop. I'm like, fuck. So, boom. Wow. I'm mad at her. She mad at me. And, like, I got this whole trifecta of everything being fucked up. And I'm like, God damn it. All because you wanted to do what you wanted to do. And I'm like, you understand that I came down here 5 hours. You drove down an hour from wherever you was at.
Right.
Boom, you here. Like, why wouldn't you just stay with coming? Why did you even have to go do Uber? Yes. There's no, like, what the fuck?
Well, that's what my thought process was. Well, if she's doing Uber, she could turn her Uber off, go do the podcast, get off the podcast, go do the Uber
right after. Go do the Uber right after.
Done.
Nah, but she got an Uber. Hey, you know what?
That's how you growing up, lady.
Piss me the fuck off. And now I haven't talked to her since. So I'm like, you know what?
She'll hear this.
Yes.
Sorry, whoever you are.
Nope, it's all right. Don't be sorry. She understands what she did. We had a conversation the next day, which I probably shouldn't have went there. But I did. It was good. And it was kind of reconciling. But still, like, it's like you always going to be this person that's always going to think about themselves before you think about others. I mean, she think about others, but she think about others in an extreme way. Mm. Like, somebody don't want her to do something. And she like, well, I mean, I can do this for you. I can do this. You know what? You ain't asked me, but I'm going to do this for you. And it's like, all right, you don't really have to. But they insist, and they go do it anyway.
At the age of 37, man, I'm not going to say how old I am, but at the age of 37, I started internalizing everything, and I took accountability for my shit.
Yeah.
And no matter what, like, even if I don't know you, I'm going to take accountability for it. Right. If you fuck up,
yeah,
I'm going to take accountability for you fucking up because I know you. Understand?
Yeah.
It's the way I internalize things, man. And I feel like people blame other shit too much. I just feel like people need to be like, oh, that was my fault.
Yeah. Like, fess up to your wrongdoings.
Yes.
That's all I wanted.
It's not my fault. I can't stand that shit.
I just want people to understand, like, sometimes, it's the world. Not everybody perfect, and we get it. But understand, like, when you fuck up, you fucked up. Like, it's okay to understand that you fucked up. Don't come back 20 days later and be like, hey, I was thinking about it, and yeah, my bad, I understand. It's too late now.
Being really quiet, because I'm dating a 20-plus-year-old right now. So I'm just smiling with a fucked up grin on my face.
That's fun. That's fun because that now that we're at a certain age, like I'm mid-30s now, and I realize that anybody under mid-20s, nah, we can't do it. I can't do it. You don't have the knowledge that I need for you to have.
Yes.
Unless you want one of them old souls. Unless you one of them motherfuckers where your grandparents told you, oh, she was somebody else in the next life. That unless you one of them motherfuckers, nah, I can't do it because I told, all right, he Mexican, but I told this 18-year-old today, right? Mm-hmm. Means he's 18. Means he was born in 2000. You know how weird that is, my nigga?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
2001 or some shit like that, nigga.
2002.
So 2000. Nigga, you missed the 90s. You ain't even seen none of them. You ain't see a piece of the 90s. It's like, damn.
But let me. I remember, I think Nick Cannon said this shit. It reverberated with me, man. He said, with the R. Kelly situation, he said, it's not that R. Kelly was dating young bitches, which he was. I'm sorry, young women. Should I grow up old? I'm old. We used to say that shit back in the day.
Yeah, people can't help.
But respectfully, it's not that he was dating young women. He said his brain, he has the brain of a young person.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's not mature enough to date older women.
He Michael Jackson, that shit.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to that shit, man. And he's a sick bastard. But I think there is something to that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Who the fuck goes and try to pick up women at McDonald's? That's some young people shit.
It's very disgusting.
Yeah.
Now that the older I get, the more older my mindset is. And I'm like, I definitely can't deal with what you bring.
Yeah.
Like, everything that you bring, just the constant phone looking and the oh, I got a TikTok. Oh, hold this for me while I do this dance real quick. I'm like, if you don't get the fuck with that dumbass dance shit, you know, I can't. I gotta stay. I just, this goes back to me saying, I've been staying away from the internet.
Yeah.
I've been staying away just because, like, it's manipulating everyone. Yes. And, like, the more and more I hear podcasts, the more and more I hear about them talking, like, yeah, no. That's people in other countries doing that to us. Like, manipulating us to be enraged and to, this is like, oh, so I knew, because for some reason, my inner self, it points out certain things. Like I feel a certain energy from certain shit, and I'm like, for some reason, this don't feel right. For some reason, I don't feel like I should be doing this. For some reason, I don't feel like I have to. I don't know what that reason is. Boom, here it is. Here it's coming. It's coming. It's like my legitimate answer to why I don't want to fuck with the internet.
Well, this is the best country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're also the dumbest country in the world.
Yeah, so.
I mean, just take a look. And, like, we have...
Look at
that. Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's...
Cheeto?
Fucking Florida Evans looking... White Florida Evans looking motherfucker? Yeah. He's like a white Florida Evans. Ain't that a bitch? Damn, Trump!
Yeah.
Yeah. How the fuck is our first lady? I shouldn't be able to fucking go on the internet and find pictures of our first lady naked.
Yeah, well, she now.
What the fuck is going on, man? So this is the dumbest country in the world, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries don't have the military might that we do, and that's why we can get away with the shit that we
can. Right, you gave a retard a gun.
Yes.
And that's America. Like,
so Russia knew they weren't able to compete with us as far as the arms race.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do? They started fucking with our internet. They started fucking with all of this.
We gonna make their people turn against them.
Yeah.
And then what? You have all the people? What if they're against you?
Yeah.
Now it's just like, oh shit, the world's espionage. I just wanted to throw that out there just to say the word espionage. I'm not even sure if that's the proper terminology to use at that moment, but
yes.
It felt great.
It's about right.
Okay.
I just never thought in my lifetime, like I said, I'm old. I never thought in my lifetime we would be like, our president would be like, man, Russia's the shit, son. Like, I never thought that shit would be a thing. Dude, I grew up in the fucking 80s and shit where we were like, man, they made movies about how Russian people were fucked up. So
I actually ran into a Russian dude one time.
Like, Russian people are cool as fuck, by the way.
Like, this man, he was just like a skeleton of a dude. Not saying that he was skinny, just like, he had no emotion on him. Like, you can tell, like, he, like, whatever went down is what went down. It didn't matter, he was ready for whatever. And I bumped into this motherfucker, real skinny, slim dude.
Right.
Solid. Okay. I was like, what the fuck? Like, just a real... Like, I was like, oh, kid, I understand, I'm small. But, you know, like, I bumped into him, he didn't move. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like he should have budged or something. And, like, you know, I kind of felt him up a little bit. And I was like, oh, shit, bitch, this feels like hard times and tragedy, my man. Like, holy shit.
I was cool with, wow, shit. I can't believe I'm about to say this. This is exclusive for the podcast. I was cool with, like, a group of Russians, people in, Chicago.
Oh.
And
made it to Chicago.
Yeah, man. So I was in there for like 10 years. But they were known like as swingers. And they were also known as, like, when I was cold as fuck, they were like, fuck a coat, get some fucking vodka. And
vodka.
And I was like, they were very, I'm sure they were some kind of mafia.
They killed the vodka.
Slink your heat.
Yeah, yes. That's one of the things that I always think about when it comes to Russia. It's like, oh, y'all ain't cold because y'all drink a lot of vodka. But I'm like, doesn't alcohol thin the blood though?
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you not cold?
But what I didn't know growing up in the '80s, what I did not know is some Russian women are fine as fuck. I did not. Growing up in the 80s, dude, we had a stereotype of Russian women that they were like
real skinny, no
yeah,
ass.
No ass, ogre looking bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. And you brown and shit.
Yeah.
Bitch named ogre for real.
Yeah. And they like walked outside with like shower curtains on their head and shit. Like curtains and caps. That's what they do. But nah, that shit was propaganda, man. There's some fine ass women from that region, yeah, as well as like around Turkey and that. Man, it's just beautiful women. Man.
When I went to LA, yes. I was like, I don't know what ethnicity you are. It's
the Kardashians.
Ooh, nigga.
Kardashian type.
I was like, man, all y'all like this?
Armenian.
Are y'all yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Just leg you got the shape of a black woman with the skin complexion of a Mexican,
right?
But you don't speak it or walk it. It's just right. Like,
and you only fuck black dudes.
Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, okay. No,
allegedly.
Oh.
I'm just going by like Kardashian lore.
The black dudes are real clean. Other fucking Armenians that come out in Audis and got a pencil line drawn for their beard and shit. I was like, bitch, y'all clean as a motherfucker at the truck stand tonight. Bitch, y'all all out here popping it. I love it.
I used to work for Audi. It's amazing you said that.
Huh. See how the world works?
That's good. It's interesting. But anyway.
You seem like a man of many jobs. Like you've had.
Oh, man. Jobs. I have been everything. I have been a salesperson. I have been. I got a college degree. I've been in finance. I've been in the medical industry. Been a comedy writer in Chicago. You know me from stand up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. I've done a lot of shit. As you have, as we discussed.
Yeah, but I'm still in my upbringings of like, what else am I good at? And just trying to figure out more things to do.
Well, you're Pisces like me.
Yeah.
So we're always like exploring new opportunities. We're very creative type fluidity, and when we don't create, we're depressed.
Hey, wait. That's why I'm feeling like this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Rob. Because I have been trying to figure the fuck out, like, why don't I feel right?
Yes.
I don't feel normal. And this is the first time I was telling people, like, I think, like, two podcasts ago, I was telling people, man, this depressing shit. Something came over me one day where I was just like, this don't feel right. This is, like, I've been depressed before, but not to the point to where I was just like, this is just a stupid feeling.
Right.
You know, it got to the point where I was like, oh, I didn't take no drugs yesterday. I'm not coming down off of nothing.
Right.
Like, I feel real dumb and real useless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then my mind started to vividly give me images of just any type of suicide. How you want to kill yourself? Think, right, nigga. And it's like, you smile. You can kill yourself many ways. You know, just fall accidentally on something high. And I'm like, fuck, man. What the fuck is going on?
For me, it's never really been suicide. For me, it's, why the fuck am I here? You know what I mean? I get that type of depression. I get like, the world won't give a fuck if I'm here tomorrow.
Mm.
Like, I'm done. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you said that because right after I thought that and I thought those thoughts, I started writing because that's what I do. I fucking poetry. So
yep,
that immediately came out. And like just like you said, it's like, would people even care if I was here or if I wasn't? Like, would I just be doing the world a service, just getting rid of one extra person that you ain't got to worry about now?
Yeah.
And then I also thought about, where I'm going to go when I do die? Will I go to that place when I get real high off acid?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And then I was like, oh, shit. So I had to bounce back real quick.
Let's not depress our audience.
I had to bounce back real quick. Went and got me some weed. Two strands.
Yes.
And I fucking blew it down. And I was like, oh. And just immediately, I came out the clouds. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely don't want to be there. Like, that wasn't the place to be. Like, I'm trying to avoid going back to
It's
that
also
place.
About purpose, man. It's like, we live on this earth, dude, and there's just so many different avenues. All right, so I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, man, I'm getting all...
No, what? This is how it goes.
Yeah. So my theory is God puts us in situations over and over again, and he wants us, as if you believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to choose a decision. Like, I've been put in the same situation numerous times and made the wrong choice every fucking time.
Yeah, I've been noticing that, but I've been noticing that with myself, but I've been noticing, like, I remember I told myself I wasn't going to do this again. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that happening to where I'm like, oh, all right, I need to jump out of this because yes. I know where this is leading me to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We go in cycles, dude. Like, we go in cycles. And it's my theory that God puts us in these situations and he's like, would you please make the right decision?
Right.
If not, I'm going to keep putting you in this shit over and over
again. That's a good way to look. That's a good way to look at it. Because I'm in a situation now to where it's just like, all right, now I got to watch my P's and Q's because I don't want to go through the same shit that I've been doing before. Right. I have this thing to where I'm going to take, because me, it's what's really got me in that funk was relationship problems. Relationships, mm-hmm. I hate to be without.
Yes.
So I always like to love when there's somebody that's, I know that cares about me compared to other people. Yeah, they all care about me, but she really care because she give me pussy and I give her penis. So yeah, that's that factor. But also we love each other. We love each other dearly, but this is where my satisfaction and my goals are oriented towards this person. When that's not there, I am fucking lost. I'm like, oh, I'm like the love bug without the other ass end of the love bug to follow around with me. Let's fly, but I don't have that other ass end.
Without going into details, comedy is about the rule of three.
Yes.
Apply that to your relationship and then you go.
I love the rule of three. I do that mainly with everything because fucking triangles is the strongest shape out there.
Yes.
And so I'm like, well, trifecta that shit.
So even if you aren't cheating on your woman, you always deal with the rule of three because you are a Pisces and we have different sides. People don't know that. Like, we're not Gemini, but we have different needs in certain parts of our personality. Mm. If you're creative and you're with someone that doesn't appreciate that, it's tough.
Yeah.
I've gone through that. I've dated all kinds of... Gosh, I've dated a lot of women in a lot of different cities. And I do not look good. I am a fat bastard.
You are adorable. It does not matter. Everybody has their own preference.
But I speak about deeper shit, man. I try to.
Yeah.
It's not even like a I'm never like, hey baby, what's happening? I'm more like, hey, what are you thinking about? What's your situation?
Very, very inquisitive. Right. I would like to know what's on your mind. That's why I like to get into people's thoughts. I like to think, I like to see how people think, what got you to this dance? Like, what got you here?
When I hit 31, gosh, this is so sexist. I try not to be sexist either.
I try to watch it too.
God damn it. I come from a different time, people.
Yes.
But yeah, when I hit 31, that's when, you know, women stopped sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher to me. And that has nothing to do with them. It had to do with me and my, you know, before it was pussy, pussy, pussy. And then it was like, oh, what are you about?
Right.
And that's when I found out, even though I'm not saying this is all women, because it's people. Mm-hmm. That's when I found out 85% of people are ain't shit people. That's when I found it out.
That's special right there.
Ain't shit bitches.
Ain't shit people.
Ain't shit people, not bitches. And when I say bitches, I mean everyone.
Put them in their own category.
I called my friends. I was like, stop acting like a bitch, man.
Yeah, they...
That cuts deep to dudes, by the way. If you call a dude a bitch, it cuts deep.
Oh, my God. My brother hates it. Especially if you put three of them together, bitch, ass, and nigga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the band.
Yeah. Oh, you are trying to... The band.
The band.
You trying to get hauled off and smacked in the mouth. That's what's going on. Oh, you want domestic violence to happen.
Well, stop acting like one, then. I won't call you one if you don't act like a bitch-ass nigga.
Like, ooh, fucking they hawk out when that happens.
Yeah. Okay. It's the truth, though. And there's a lot of them out there.
There is a lot. There's plenty of them. Did you always know, as you were growing up, what you always wanted to be growing up?
Batman. No. Nah, man, I've always been, I was a straight A student, so I've always been good at a lot. Mm-hmm. So there's not like one thing. There's never been one thing.
Oh.
That's fucked up, though. I would rather know exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
and pursue it, but it's always been, okay, you're good at this, you're good at this, you're good at this. You suck at that, so don't do that. And then the thing I suck at, that's the thing, you know, I might want to do that.
Yeah.
So it's weird, dude. It's, like I said, I wish I was more focused on everything. I have always loved comedy, and I have always watched comedy, and I've always known about timing, and I've always known about concepts, and I've always known about writing. So I love it. And just, you know that, just to make someone laugh is the greatest shit in the world.
First job as a salesperson?
Oh, my first job? My first job was a finance person.
Oh, so you're still talking to people?
Yes.
Yeah, using the mouthpiece.
Actually, with that job, not really.
Not really?
Like, with that job, I was in the office for 16 hours a day.
Ooh, terrible.
Yes. Mm. And I went from that job to sales.
Oh.
And motherfuckers in finance was like, well, you ain't gonna be good at that. Oh, no. I killed it.
Killed it.
I went from, in 3 years, I went from making $30,000 a year back in the day to about $250 a year. That's why I can dick around with what I'm talking about.
You two dick in a different situation.
Not like that.
Oh, you throwing dick out there. That
afforded me the opportunity. So years of that afforded me the opportunity. Oh, wow. I'm telling my life story. When my pops died, I was able to come home and take care of my mom. That's how I wound up back in New Orleans.
Oh, there you go.
That's how I wound up back. I was in Chicago before then. At CDW, my sales organization, still love y'all, but I was able to be myself and talk to people on the phone. And
fuck yeah. What were you selling?
Computers, projectors, dreams.
Yeah, I got me a projector and shit. Yeah. That's all I needed for that.
We had this thing called spiffs. So, like, every time you sell, like, one projector, you get
$10. What?
So, like, that's how I got, dog. I got $55,000 in one sale. From selling software.
Oh, shit.
I'll never forget that day. Dog, I swear.
How is there a company that just sells stuff like that?
Oh, it's retail. Our biggest competitor was Dell at the time, so.
Oh, dude, you're getting a Dell.
I was like, dude, fuck a Dell. You don't need that shit. Dude, I got a sale. I don't know why. You see where I'm sparking up? Uh-huh. Jessica, that's where I met her. I met her in sales.
Yeah.
She's great at sales. I sold a motherfucking projector combo by knowing how to skin a fucking squirrel.
What? Oh, that's cool.
I was working in Mississippi. One of my customers from Mississippi said, Ron, if you could tell me how you skin a squirrel, I'll give you this deal.
Huh.
In other words, nigga, are you fake or are you really from this motherfucker? I said, well, what you do, homie, is you take it by his legs, slit the ass, skin that motherfucker. My people are country.
from
Mississippi, bro.
That took me back to Red Dead Redemption 2. Right? It was just like, that's how I did it when I was playing on the game. I was old Driscoll fucking taking swap and then boom, you got you some meat ass rash.
And I did that without the internet people.
Did
that from on the job training. Yeah.
Those days back then, man, before the internet came around. And now the internet is just like, because of the internet, goddamn Childish Gambino, I am like, yo, I know I gotta promote. I get that. I gotta put things out, but it's just like, you got algorithms and shit. I just want to find my crowd. I just want to find the people that like me, and it's like, how does that happen if I'm constantly doing this, but nothing comes from it? And it's like, I know I'm good. These motherfuckers, other people? Nigga, TikTok is making a lot more than that. And it's like, what the fuck are they doing? You just copying this nigga. Yeah. Like, it makes me frustrated. And I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't be frustrated at shit like this. Let me just take a break from it.
Right.
It's not my job. I don't have to babysit it.
Man, college, there's so many different ways to be successful on this fucker. It's really who you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really timing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you know, the knowledge that you pick up. And it's luck. A lot of it is luck, too, man.
I hear that everywhere. Yeah. The people that I've talked to that kind of certain, you know, people on podcasts and shit. Yeah. Motherfuckers say, I don't know how this happened. It was just luck. It was just luck. Like, y'all have on y'all podcast. Oh, and Jessica is the co-host.
Co-host. Jessica Bailey.
Yes.
I think we're doing a podcast. Check us out.
Yes, y'all are so legit. Like, you do. I don't know if y'all went back and put the fucking ads on there or not, but y'all motherfuckers, I'm like, God damn it. What am I not doing that everybody else is doing? Why can't I do
it? I'm you. Mm-hmm. That's Jessica. She's very good at being legit. You know, she's very good at, well, we need this. We got to get these numbers up.
Somebody that can monetize.
Yes. I'm more creative. Okay.
Yeah.
And I help her because, you know, I don't want to be.
That's what I need. Deadly. I need a Jessica. I need, because I understand you. All right, well, look, this idea here, that idea, I got all this together. It's like, ooh, well, okay, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take that. Put it together like that. Right. And then bang, we can do that. And it's like, holy shit, you put that together? I'm still scattered in my head, but that looks like it works well.
And she liked you.
That's what I need. Yeah. She liked
you. Even off the podcast, she liked you. So
great.
Go on there. I think we're doing it. Hit us up on, if you have any questions, hit us up on whatchamacallit, and we'll help you whatever we can.
I will. I'm just, because I need to do that. Because
she was like, I like him.
Yo, we rocking on so much shit. I was just like, oh shit, you resonate with that too? Oh my God, where have you been? Like, I need more friends like that.
Y'all lost me on that Post Malone bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Like, fuck that dude.
He was like, I don't fuck with that man. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to fuck with him. But for some reason, I like the nigga. I don't know why. I know I shouldn't. I shouldn't like the motherfucker. Like, you just... You came out with the cultural appropriation, the cultural appropriation, with White Iverson. It's like, oh, I see what you're doing. They say Machine Gun Kelly did the same thing.
In my 43 years, dude, I'm 43, bitches. So in my 43 years, the thing that will turn me off the quickest is if I sense any inauthentic or
inauthenticity.
Thank you. That's the word. If I sense that, I'm off. Mm. I'm off. But like and you can ask Jessica this. I was the first person to bring her Kendrick Lamar. Whoa. I was the first. This was before Kendrick was anywhere near where he is. I can sense talent.
Yes.
And I can tell when some, like Chappelle, like I told you. Chappelle, I saw back in 89, I said, oh my God, this dude's delivery, the way he lays things out, even back then.
Fucking Toby the Weak Whip, have you heard of Toby?
Yes!
Yeah.
Try Jesus, I'm the first motherfucker that told her about that dude. That motherfucker's Kamara amazing.
Told me, and then I told everybody, I'm like, oh, y'all don't know about, and then Jid, fucking, and then you got whole Earth Gang, I mean, dude. The underground scene that would be when that Piff was out, that's when I ran into Kendrick.
Yes.
When that Piff was out, that's when I ran into Chance.
Yes.
I was like, oh, this motherfucker's about to do it. Like, you can pick out those certain motherfuckers. Yeah. Not everybody can do that, but for you to be able, that's why John was good. That's because to bring the whole Young Funny team together, you see.
I left right, and I would have hoped you guys would have welcomed me in. I left right before y'all started Young Funny, man.
See, it was so crazy because I was just like, all right,
I was happy you guys did though. Like, that was amazing.
It was something that was needed because the city of New Orleans is like, oh, we know who Young Funny is. It's like this Young Funny, Black Girl Giggles, and fucking No Lie Comedy, and then all the other stuff that they have, 504 Comedy, Crescent City. Just everything else that everybody's doing now, you know, beefing and all that, things have gotten a name, you know. So we also have Spontaneous Show every Tuesday whenever things open the fuck back up.
I'm coming home, so somebody get in touch with me.
Yeah, I'll make sure that people know that you're going back because, I want things to open back up and go back to normal. But I know it's going to be a while before things go back to normal, but at least... You know, get the comedy going again, or something to happen in New Orleans to where people are feeling like themselves again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's right now, like you just see everybody down there. It's like they want to get things going, but it's just like it's gonna be a slow pace, just because you know everybody's worried still.
Yeah,
they're still so worried, and it's a small city down there, especially when you go other places and you realize that 45 minutes to an hour, you just going down the street, basically.
Yes.
And that, in New Orleans, you are in a whole other fucking county, town, yes. city.
COVID depression, which is what I equate with that, I've gained 60 pounds in depression from just COVID. And I lost my job.
That's it. You just got a tiny child just now.
Jesus. Yeah.
That's understandable.
And y'all know, like, a lot of my shit was my weight loss. So, just to let y'all know, when I come back to New Orleans, I will be at Elmwood Fitness Center.
Getting it in.
Every motherfucking
day. This year has just been, it's just been tragic all over. Like,
from 16, dog. As soon as Trump won, I went into a little bit of a, what the fuck is going to happen right now?
To say it's his last term, right? Before and well, I mean, if he gets elected again, he got four more. But it's like, oh, at the end of this four, this is when the fucking year started wanting to be like, all right, let me just hit y'all with all the bullshit for this nigga leave.
And I'm political, but I'm not Democrat or Republican, man. I'm an independent. Just to let y'all know for people out there, if you lie to me and you continue to lie to me, and then motherfuckers are like, he ain't lying. I'm not gonna fucking. It's about common sense, people. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm sorry.
No.
I done lost a lot of white friends from there. I lost white friends, white illegitimate babies.
Crazy
I didn't
see how these white friends came out and acted like they ain't friends no more. It's like, whoa. I didn't know you felt that way. This whole time you've been feeling like that?
Right.
Motherfucker, deep down in your soul, you are the devil. What are we doing here?
What do you mean deep down in your soul? Oh. you hear what I said?
Oh, what do you mean deep down in your soul?
My bad. I love my white friends.
I got the ones that...
But if you're not riding with me right now, you know you weren't really a friend.
Yeah, I don't really have anybody against me. Like, everybody in my life is there for a purpose.
And right.
It's like, oh, okay. So we all click. I don't really have, I don't have any white friends that have done that, but I have seen other people have white friends that have done that.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, that's why I don't have that many friends.
Yes.
Because a lot of motherfuckers do some dumb shit. Yes. I definitely try to tell young people that. Be like, be wary of who you keep around you, because some of these motherfuckers are fake as shit.
Yes.
And, you know, that's supposed to be their friends. Oh, I've been growing up with this person. All right, just check them out, though. Just check them out. Once people get older, like, things change. And motherfuckers change. They definitely change. Some people don't like to heed the warning, and they get their feelings hurt.
It's Jessica like, was... People that I talk to often, Jessica was my last friend. And I met her, like, for people I talk to often, I met her in 2008. Just to let you know how things go.
Nice.
Everybody else that I talk to often has been in my life since before then.
Yeah. That's how it is with me. There's only a few selective people that I keep in the circle that we continue to talk with. And see, that's what I was saying. Fucking, it's crazy because John had a knack to point the good out in people. Like, the point of like, oh, motherfucker, you're going to be amazing. Like, the people they brought together, it was just a basket case. We didn't mean to be all black.
Right.
We weren't. We still got Billy Healy. He's the only white one that is the most blackest out of all of us.
Billy. I ain't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he got a kid, so he don't come out.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I remember I when I was going down.
Exactly.
Like, God damn, like, dude, what are you? Nigga, 3 years old.
The only one.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, Billy, you three. How you having a child?
Out here popping them out. Yeah. Like, damn, Billy. To be black, huh?
Shout out to Billy. What's up, Billy? That's my guy, man. He put me on at his dad's joint.
His little dad's bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they're doing okay.
Yeah.
I think about that bar took a big hit.
I'm sure it did. 2020, bitches? Oh, God.
Yeah, man. Right before the end of the... Oh, that's what I wanted to say, man. It's 2020. Whole lot of dumb shit happened. Look. That's no longer. I got a whole tooth missing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously, dude.
Seriously.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. The bullshit that just be going down. But it came at a right time. Like, 2020, it's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the most money I've ever made ever in my life.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And they just giving it to me.
Well, it's a rule of economics, man. Like, the first thing we learn in economics is, and this is what oh God, I should have taken advantage of it during Katrina. Every time it rains, the first thing you do, somebody gotta sell umbrellas.
I seen that first rule of economics. That little Diddy shit, the Diddy, P. Diddy, when motherfuckers is out there hustling.
Yeah.
And they bought some umbrellas and tried to flip them bitches in the rain. Right. And then they bought some socks and tried to flip them bitches. Like, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want to.
Well, that's a theory. I didn't know motherfuckers actually brought umbrellas out.
Yeah, they actually bought, yeah, actually tried to flip some umbrellas. Like, I'm about to hustle. It's like, ooh. All right, that's a different type. I got a different way of hustling.
But you get the theory. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a friend of mine for Katrina. Katrina happened, and the motherfucker opened a business. He didn't have a college degree or anything. He opened a business just planting palm trees. And motherfucker's a millionaire now.
Man.
Shit's crazy.
Everybody would want palm trees, though. shit. They got a dude that I've been talking to. I've realized this is a thing that people have done before. But he works with this company that puts up Christmas lights and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, just puts up lights and motherfucker makes a grip. I'm like, yo. Because motherfuckers don't want to do it. Some people don't want to do it, especially the older people get. It's like, oh, there's all this... These type of lights, they say the lights they want. They say the format they would like it. Motherfuckers come out there and do their thing.
But dog, do you realize, and I told people this, man, like I got a college education, all this shit. The thing that I learned about going to college and getting a college education is, and knowing, you know, I work in the medical industry and all these doctors and shit. Mm-hmm. The thing that I learned is that, man, these motherfuckers ain't smarter than some of the fucking most hood motherfuckers I met in the goddamn streets. Yeah. The first thing I learned, I was like, dude, if you think you better than somebody, you smarter than somebody because you got an education, you are sadly mistaken.
It is definitely seen in the construction field.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers come out there, yeah, I'm book smart, but your tools clean, though. You ever used them yet?
Right.
Yeah, you know everything. Go ahead. Go ahead and see if you can go ahead and apply that to some shit you ain't done yet. You can write it down. Go ahead. Write it down to the T. But do it. They can't do it at all.
So you asked me earlier, what did I, like, what have I done? Mm-hmm. I started out, you said my first job. Mm. My first job was working with my uncle when I was 13 years old on his roof. He a roofer.
Oh, shit. Roofing is that.
So you mentioned construction. I'm telling you, dude, the funniest shit ever. I was 18. I was going to college the next week. My uncle took me on the highest fucking roof in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I looked down, he saw the fear in my face, and he said, you see you right now? You see how you looking? He said, if you don't finish college, that's what you're going to be doing. I went to college and was like, leave me the fuck alone. Can't be on this roof, bitch.
I don't want to do that roof shit no more, daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've seen some roofers, and I've definitely passed on that roofing job because it's like, fuck that. We leave that to the Hectors. The Hectors do that. The Hectors do that well, and they don't mind doing it. I'm like, nope.
Melvin Wells Roofing and Son Business, by the way.
There you go. Keeping it in the family.
Been around since forever. Yeah, man.
That's what's up. I've always thought about, I couldn't, it'd be nice to run a business. Like, I want to get my t-shirts and shit going. There's a whole bunch of, I wanted to make little sack men. Mm-hmm. Little maniacal men and sack men.
Mm-hmm.
Just because nobody, nobody's got sack men.
I remember, this is not even like a podcast. This is me and Kyle talking.
Exactly. That's why people enjoy it.
People who I was affiliated with when I was in New Orleans. You were working for them at the time. The Sweet Spot.
Sweet Spot.
With Ainsley and us. Ainsley and them. Are you still doing that with them?
No. Oh. I did that maybe once or twice. Okay. I was one of the little models and shit.
Yeah.
Little body paint models, which was very fun.
Yeah.
I know more people that do it. Like Mark Caesar, he did it all.
I know Mark was doing it. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Fucking Michaela. She did it. Okay. She was one of the body paint models, and Anisha was with me that night that I did it with Anisha.
That's the fucked up part when you go to stuff. Like, I got to know them. Yeah, I know, right? So I got to know them so well. They cool with friends. They friends of friends. They cool with me. Like, I'm backstage chilling. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's fucked up when, like, the body paint models, like, when you actually get to know these people and you can't sexualize them.
Yeah, I know. That's how it was with Burlesque.
Right. Like, right.
Motherfuckers with Burlesque. Oh, he's just Kyle. He's fine. And it's like, all right, let me give y'all a meeting with my pussy out. And it's like, damn. All right, so I need to be there at fucking count three? Okay, yeah. God damn. This is going to be out pretty looking.
People don't realize fantasies are broken in that way, man.
Yes, you broke the mold. I wanted to not know what it was just in case something happened maybe one day. But now it's just like, oh, now look at her like a sister that I've seen her pussy. I'm right. Sorry. Fuck. Right. So,
I've been there before.
I've actually took pictures for somebody for their OnlyFans.
Wow.
I was like, all right. I had to look down and be like, good job, little nigga. Yeah. You wasn't the creep at all tonight.
Gotta remain like, professional, man.
Fuck yeah. I didn't even know I could do it. I didn't know I could do it at all. I was like, I don't know this person from to fucking George to the fifth or whatever. Then it got in there. I was like, oh, I'm not excited. I just like, oh, I'm going to get this nice shot.
See, that's the dumb shit that happens when you get like older and shit. Like when you, oh gosh. Wow, yeah. This is like I'm just thinking about the time. I'm thinking about the Me Too movement and how things are so fucking different.
Yeah.
I just remember like I was in that situation many times when I was younger and I used to have R. Kelly type motherfucker. Man, just pull your dick out, dog. Like you have no idea how many fucking that was the advice of many of my friends. Man, just pull your dick out. You never know what'll happen.
Oh yeah,
that's not the move in 2020.
No, it really wasn't the move back then. Like,
dude, it shouldn't have been.
He definitely. That's why motherfuckers are getting in trouble now.
Dog, you ever think about like movies we watch like Revenge of the Nerds and shit? Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Like Revenge of the Nerds, like
definitely cancel culture right there.
Dude, put on a mask.
Whoa. Right.
And fuck this dude's girlfriend.
Slid in. You didn't even know it was him.
And the movie says she was like, oh my God, you were so great. Nah, in real life, it'd be like, rape!
Great, definitely. Fucking, that's what happened. People exposing themselves. And you got Chris D'Elia, bitch, you in trouble. Motherfuckers like, damn, I rocked with Chris D'Elia for a while.
That's Jessica's favorite.
Like, fuck, man.
That's Jessica's favorite.
That was my favorite. Man on fire. But then I seen I'm the whitest black comic. I first saw that and I was like, whoa, my nigga, alright, sure, whatever, do your thing. Yeah. When that came out, Conor McGregor, motherfucker, calling this nigga saying, oh, you flashing people your dick? It's like, yo, what do we do? Who's just out there showing their dick like that? Right. Nowadays, you're just out there throwing.
I love it though, dude, because I was always the motherfucker who was like, I don't want to offend. I just want to be the nice guy.
Yes.
I just want to be the nice guy.
Son, I can't tell you how many women I've slept with.
Mm-hmm.
Just slept. Right. We just slept. Right. Never smashed. Like, oh, can you hold me?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm here. I'm that guy. I'm that nigga. I would get. That's one of the things that I had to cut out the cycle.
Shout outs to Newton Raw. this woman, I woke up and we did smash. I woke up next to her, dude. She had. Beautiful. She's an Indian girl. She has the most beautiful hair, and it just smelled like strawberry when I woke up next to her, bro. It's the best time I've waken up. Like, unless it's Shantae Moore, I think waking up to Shantae would be the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've always been that guy. It's like, can you come around my back? Can you come do this? Yes. All right, cool. I'll be that nigga. But, you know.
Being respectful.
Yeah.
And if I want my penis sucked, I'm like, hey, do you mind sucking my penis? No? Okay. We can
move on. That's fine. Thank you. You know, I try to slide in and be like, hey, you wanna fool around or anything like that? No? Oh, because you got a man? Oh, all right. Ooh. I'm just here for the hugs. That's fine.
Right.
I don't mind the hugs. But I do want to see where this might go.
But you know what it is, though. You're Pisces, so you got women friends. That's the thing.
That's true.
So you got women friends, so you've heard about some of the crazy shit that niggas do.
Yes.
I didn't even know. I'm an only child. Much. I had no idea niggas was so fucking crazy.
Oh, they're ruthless, man. They are ruthless. Jesus Christ. They just don't give a fuck. And then after that, So that gives me more incentive just to keep being the guy that I am. Yes. Because usually it's like, oh, you hurt her feelings. Guess what she gonna come cry to? Yes. She gonna come cry to me. And guess what we've done? We fucked before. So understand that. If you want her back, I bring good things.
Oh my God. Okay? So ladies and gentlemen, be Kyle careful. Is way too much like me. God damn it. I knew it too. I knew it before we even started talking about this shit. I was like, yeah, that nigga like me.
Yeah, yeah. That since you was when you was talking yesterday, I was like, yeah, save a lot.
Yeah. So. Especially when you told me your birthday, I was like, "Oh, that makes so much fucking sense." My birthday is February 25th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a Pisces too, so I get it. Any Aquarius or Pisces, very similar, very chill.
Yeah.
Probably the best people on earth. But anyways.
Hey.
Just like I said, comedians. Comedians are the best people on earth.
Everybody, for some reason, people just like to talk to me. People think they've seen me somewhere.
Yes.
I never know what it is. They're like, hey, you such and such. I was like, I don't even live here, sir. This is my first time here.
Yeah.
You sure I ain't seen you before? Yeah. I'm positive, because I ain't never seen you.
Duh.
Well, let me tell you about what happened to my wife.
Duh. That shit drives Jessica fucking insane.
Yeah.
We'll be in a grocery store, and somebody will just come up and start talking to me. And she'll be like, dude, what the fuck? And I say, it's your fault. You're too damn pretty. Like, people are coming. I'm approachable. I'm not ugly.
Yeah.
I'm not hideous, but I'm not too pretty. So I said, people, you're approachable. So people come up and talk to you. That's what I say. And she hates that shit. She's like, why the fuck are you talking to them?
I go back to New Orleans. I remember last time I was, the time before last. Mm-hmm. Depending on whenever I go down there, I'm going to run into somebody that knows me. Mm-hmm. And it is. Some people get uncomfortable because I know a lot of people down there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, most of them women, a lot of them women. But that's just the circle I was in. I'm an entertainer. And motherfuckers mm-hmm. like what I did. I used to host Mix and Mingle every Monday. So mm-hmm. then we was in there blowing it down. So motherfuckers come around, oh my God, girl. And then whoever mm-hmm. I'm with, they give it an eye. We don't know you. Hey, girl, how you been? And then they walk off. And I'm like, yeah. And I look over and she like, this ain't gonna keep happening all night tonight, is it? I don't know. We right. out and about. It might continue depending on where we go.
Right. So,
but I like that feeling though. I like that feeling that people's like, oh, I haven't seen you. I think about you often. Right. I'm like, oh, good. Cause I don't be thinking that people think about me. But
nah, don't think that way.
Yeah, I know. I need to get out of that mindset.
I get
certain
it.
Mindset that I need to just kind of. Whose side and just get it out of there.
Well, think about it like this. You say that you want to be that nice guy. Mm-hmm. So what's the reason why they wouldn't think about you or like you?
Sometimes that thought comes up to where I'm like, okay, I'm out of that little funk. Mm-hmm. But that's very rare that thought comes up. Yep. Yeah, because I'm like, I got a lot of friends. People like me. Why wouldn't they think that I was a good guy? And then I'm like, oh, no, all right, I'm fine. But other things happen to where basically the internet comes into play and I'm like, well, I got friends, but why they not liking me? They're not like, I got a bunch of friends and nobody, and I'm like, why the fuck am I trying to use this as justification? I know they like me for real, for real.
So were you an asshole when you were growing up? Did you do, like, see, I've done shit, girl. Like, I used to be a little bit of a bully. So the
never
shit that I did,
to be a bully.
<That's> very true. It's very true. I get that.
Yeah.
And then me being a big black dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's instantaneous. Oh my God, he's gonna like. I done been.
Push me around.
I had my ass whipped by the police because of that shit. I have.
That's terrible.
On in the French Quarter on fucking Bourbon, motherfuckers. Blah, blah. Freshman year, one of my boys was smoking weed during the Super Bowl, which Ooh. Is the dumbest fucking shit Ooh. You can do.
Out on the street.
Yeah, out on the street mm-hmm. on Bourbon.
Oh,
oh yeah.
No.
So he
was he with a horse or one of the people on foot?
No, on foot. It was undercovers. So they didn't
fucking
introduce
jerks.
Yeah, they didn't introduce them to, like, so I see on the left of my eye my boy Saul getting scooped up by these white people. I didn't know who the fuck they were.
Mm.
So I go, hey, you can't bloop.
Oh.
Yes, officer. I turned into a motherfucking slave.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Whatever you say, officer.
I don't want to die tonight.
Mm-hmm. Man. Now, I'm the only one. Now, Saul got shit, man. They almost choked this fucker out, dude. Like, he was fighting back. Dude from Oakland. I haven't seen him since then, to be honest with you. But he was fighting back. Three of us were on the ground and shit. And so they beat the fuck out of me. They hit me like three times on my shoulder because I'm the biggest. Mm. Take out the biggest. And we were at Xavier at the time. And all of my fucking, the entire class, incoming class from Xavier came in. And they on the fucking side saying, "Hey, you can't do that to Big Ron." And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up. Stop it. You let him go." I'm like, "No, no." Because newsflash, white people who don't know, this shit was happening back in, what was that, 95? Oh, this shit been happening since my mama had been a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, white people do kill, white police officers do kill black people at an extraordinary rate. Just letting y'all know. It's not something that we created out of thin air.
No. Oh, man, see, so you're explaining the Michigan J effect. I'll be pointing that out. I'm like, man, you fucking, y'all finally see this frog singing now, right? Yes. Just because we got cameras on this fucking frog. We've been telling y'all this fucking frog was singing. And y'all ain't want to see it. And now you see it now. Michigan J the shit out of us. Hello, my baby. Bop, bop.
I like chicken. Fucking dish, bro. Stupid. And I know, oh gosh, I can't say that. one of my friend's fathers, who happens to be white, mm-hmm. I'm sure you can guess who it is. he gave me the argument that, well, look how they're dressed. And I'm like,
black people?
Yeah.
How we dress?
Well, the certain people who are getting, well, they're dressed a certain way, so that's why who were getting scooped up by the cops.
Why does that matter? What if he was naked? Who cares?
What about the Muslims?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are crew cut, bow tie, and getting their ass whipped in a suit. You know how demeaning it's got to be to get your ass whipped by a cop in a suit?
In a suit, right. You wrinkling up my thread, sir.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? I got a bow tie on. Why'd you beat me?
Right. Why'd you kill me?
That is something else. I do get nervous nowadays. Oh, we've took a dark turn.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. It's cool, though. It's cool. Speaking of dark turn, how about that Dark Knight? So, in the beginning, we started off because you're a big Batman fan.
I'm a huge Batman fan.
You, Dark Knight Rises.
It's the only DC property I really did is Batman.
Yeah, I didn't care for Batman vs. Superman.
No.
Batfleck. All right. It was a very long movie, and I was like, all right, you two juiced up fucking meatheads in here. Martha.
The part that fucked me up about that is I never seen Batman fucking shoot at people.
Well, have you seen the Flash Paradox?
No. Oh, yeah. I did see that. The animated one.
Where it's not Batman, it's Batman Daddy.
Yes.
Motherfucker never died. That shit he out tight. There saying, fuck this, I'm old. Bam, bam, bam. You take these pistols, nigga.
That shit was tight.
Yes. That nigga was shooting people. I love that. All right. So, I asked all my jokers out there to all these people that never to tell me a joke because as a comic, no one likes to be asked that. Tell me a joke. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But to them jokers out there, man, which joker do you say most embodies you? Or is the best personification of
you being out of Batman jokers?
Any joker. Not like Baby Joker or you know, not those jokers. Not next Friday after next jokers.
That's all I'm going to say. What's that horse? What's up? Something suspicious. Suspicious. Stop, I'm thinking of. Yes, I remember. Oh, that was great. Wow.
That's usually what people say.
You just chose my favorite villain.
I figured this would resonate great. I couldn't wait to ask you this.
Gosh, man. It's like, can I say a mixture?
What? You can say whatever. I had somebody choose Harley Quinn. My sister chose Maxine Shaw.
There's three of them.
Living Single. Well, okay.
Maxine Shaw. Yeah,
she was like, that's what I was like, perfect. That works.
Hilarious. So there's three of them. There's the animated series Joker.
The
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Yes. Because I'm fucking crazy.
My dad said that one. Oh, wait, no, my dad. No, no, my dad didn't say that one. All right, he said the. No, you go finish first.
So, you know, because he. I have a joy at times, like him. Mm-hmm. There's the. My favorite, the Dark Knight Joker with Heath Ledger. Because mm-hmm. I'm sadistic at times.
Yes.
And then there's the new Joker with, oh boy.
Not the Daredevil? Or
no,
not that one. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, oh. I'm like, what is going on? What are you doing?
You mean the Tupac Joker? It's like Jared Leto became Tupac and all of a sudden he put white paint on his face. Didn't he say nigga in that damn
movie? I ain't pay attention to that shit that much. I was like, why are you fucking over Harley like that? Because that's what you do. No, all right, whatever.
The Joker I'm talking about is the last one that came out.
Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix.
The Joaquin Phoenix. Yes, that's the Joker that I normally like to resonate with.
Yeah. And it's not, because I feel like that Joker is more psychological. Mm-hmm. As we talked, like, I think a lot about that. The only thing is, he's more of a Caucasian Joker.
Okay.
Like a white boy Joker. I feel like that resonated with most white boys, but there's a certain part of me that comes out when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm not like I am on... When I'm on stage, especially these days, when I kind of... put the jokes aside and just started riffing.
Yeah.
I'm different.
Right.
That's who
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Like me in my personal life with my friends and shit, kinda like that. When I'm on stage and I'm calling people out and saying fucked up shit about people at times.
See, yeah, that's that 2 Chainz. That's every time I get on stage, I'm like, oh, they don't understand.
Yes.
I'm different, nigga. I'm different.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it then.
Yes.
Up on the scene,
I will say anything that fucking comes to mind when I'm on stage.
Yeah, I do have a stream of consciousness. I do enjoy it. So, all right, so you did your trifecta. Mark
I
Hamill.
I cheated.
I love it.
As
though.
I always
that works. You got the Mark Hamill, you got the Joaquin Phoenix, mm-hmm. and you also have
the Ledger.
The Heath Ledger. That's the
best 3.
I was just gonna say that. I was like, I was trying to think of any other ones, but I was like, no, those are the best 3 right
now. Nobody said the what's the other Joker
the
from
the original Joker? From the original Batman? My dad chose that one.
Really? Yeah, did he?
Because he old school. He old school.
I was talking about the one right after animated series where they all like look like
the one with the long hair where they look like real punk rockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not many people go down the history of the Joker like that. Most people know about the live action Jokers. Not everybody does the Mark Hamill. But there's many Jokers, like the Arkham Asylum Joker.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Fucking amazing.
That motherfucker.
But Hamill voiced that one too, though.
Yes. So I really enjoy it. Because that one is like, you are fucking crazy.
Yes.
You just fucked up in the head. And that's what he was. He was a joke that was fucked up in the head.
I could have been that one, too. I got problems, people. I know I do, though. So that's the fact that I'm crazy and I know I am, mm-hmm. that puts me at an advantage to everyone else out there.
Yeah, I think.
And it also puts me without being in a relationship.
When you can see you're crazy, when you can see you're crazy and dial back on the crazy.
Yes.
I've done that. I actually went to in L.A. and went to a house party. A secret house party, because of course it's LA.
Right.
And I realized that once I got let loose, that I was not really the center of attention, mm-hmm. but kind of like the center of attention. Like, depending on where I'm at, if I'm talking, niggas is laughing.
Right.
And I'm like, ah, I'm going a little overboard. I felt as if I was going a little too hard in the paint, because motherfuckers was like, this nigga's silly. Like, and it got to the point to where it didn't feel as genuine.
Right.
And then I'm like, I don't want y'all to just think that everything I'm saying is just supposed to be funny. Like off of Black Dynamite, the cartoon.
Right.
Where they had Richard Pryor.
Right.
Where that rendition of Richard Pryor. And it was like, yes, I'm dying. Oh! Everybody takes everything as I say as a joke.
Right.
I'm being serious, niggas. Right. And so I want to know the balance.
Yeah, it's like, are you being a clown or are you being a comedian?
Right.
A huge difference.
Right, right.
That's why Chappelle left the show, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't really, like, I had personal shit that happened in my life and business to where I had a situation where I understood what Chappelle was thinking when he left his show.
Mm.
And I understand how he felt. And I never would have ever known how he felt if I didn't go through what I went through in business.
Mm.
This is the way things are, man.
Especially when it comes to fucking dealing with money and shit.
Well, it also comes back to a word that I feel like I'm not, this ain't even comedy. This is life, people.
There's
a word we need to get back in our vocabulary, America, and that word is integrity.
Ah, there you go.
When you look at these people online, everything ain't worth a buck. I don't give a fuck what nobody tell you. And I'll say that with me, Ron, getting that $250,000. This is how I know. I know this shit because right. I got the $250,000 a year. That's how I know. If you think everything is worth a buck, you need to check your integrity. And I'm not saying you don't need to get money, but you got to really, dude, life is not about only money. And I say that to my black people too, man. I know it's about the dollar. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to sell your soul for that shit, man. You can't get it back.
Ooh. Bitch, and that's how we ending this, goddammit. That's some words for your ass. A guideline of chasing your dream, nigga. It ain't about the money all the time. Integrity, goddammit. Man, I have been the Maniacal Menace. Kyle Smith, say it like a whole thing, like a pimp lame slid back. And this has been my homie, Ronald Kaye. Thank you, dude.
Thank you, man. Y'all be good and love each other.
Oh, plug yourself. Where you?
Ron Kaye, at Ron Kaye on Twitter. That's RONCAYETTE. I used to be BIGRCC99. Motherfucker yeah, stole that. My shit.
He changed that.
It got hacked by.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah, by some Japanese lady. It was crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we're doing a podcast on Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, all types of other outlets. My co-host is Jessica Bailey. I think you can get in touch with her on I Think We're Doing It podcast.
Don't call her Jess. Call her Jessica or yes. You will end up on a shirt.
Yes.
Those are her words.
I'll put you on a t-shirt.
Put you on.
So, yeah, we're available at all platforms. I think Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with us. It's ITHINKWEREDOINGIT. Did I get that shit right?
Yeah, you did. I saw it phonetically in my head. Ooh. I was like, nope, that's right.
And no Jessica problems. She is a phonetic stickler, so it's not doing. It's doing.
Doing. Oh.
With the G. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, that's my idea. I'm gonna do that.
Yes. So, yeah, hit us up, man. And that's about it. We're growing. And hopefully we'll grow and Kyle will grow. And we'll all be on Joe Budden's podcast Boom. Network soon.
Short jokes. I hope y'all caught that.
All right. That wasn't what I intended. Good shit though. I'd be making jokes without even trying, bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully, Joe Budden Podcast Network.
Funny thing that you say that right before we finish Joe Budden's podcast, at that house party, the chick that does the producer for Joe Budden's podcast, her name is Lyric.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard of her before.
Yeah. She did at that house party. We did poetry together.
Nice.
Yeah. So we sat down, chopped it up, talked shit and shit.
And I know the podcast is over. Sorry.
Yeah, no thanks.
But poetry is how I started my whole creative venture, man.
Oh yeah.
Since I was a kid, yeah. I've always written poetry mostly to get the trials. at that time, but hey man, you're a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Somebody gives you attention because you write. You going to write.
Got me. I'm still with it. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, man. Well, thank you, Ryan.
Thanks Kyle. And shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dapping off right now.
We pounded right now. We pounded. We are safely, socially. It doesn't even matter. Who cares? right?
Yeah. If I get, if I die from COVID, fuck it, man. That's what it's gonna be.
We all praying for him because we know the power of prayer.
Yes, but mask up, goddammit.
Definitely mask up. Definitely mask up and get your test done. I've had two already. I've had two tests. Both came back negatives, and I definitely don't have the antibodies. Yes. But, yeah, go get tested. If you say you ain't got insurance, you'll do it. They'll do it for free. So get it in. I'm going to keep going. And if they are aggressive with it, know that they don't need to be that aggressive. 6 seconds is fine. If they do 10, they being mean. So thank you, guys. Until next time. God damn it.
Peace.